away, give it away now. I'm wired up, give me the mic, give me the Wi-Fi. Here on your side, let me get fired up. Call me Stella, superstar among the galaxy. Get within your life, I got 333 in this cosmic energy. Calling ancestors for their prophecies. It's the hidden figures calculating mathematics. Whether you believe that my life really matters. It's written in the stars, shake my black ink pattern.
Un peu d'espoir, regarde là, voilà. Un peu d'espoir, regarde là, voilà.
For CJLO News, this is Ahmad Mujtahid. The federal government is investing $3 million to UTIL, a nonprofit organization dedicated to the development and promotion of student housing. The investment will support the creation of over 160 affordable rental units in order to help Montreal's post-secondary students find an affordable place to live while they pursue their studies. The project is a collaboration between UTIL and the Concordia Student Union to create a unique funding model that uses democratically allocated fee levy to invest in the construction of affordable rental housing. This innovative financing model, a first in Canada, allows student unions and similar organizations to easily acquire additional funds to develop affordable rental housing projects. In national news, the Government of Canada announced $3 million in funding to support three initiatives aimed at preventing teen and youth dating violence in rural and Indigenous communities. The Thunder Bay District Health Unit and two Indigenous nonprofit organizations are receiving funding to promote healthy relationships and gender equality through projects that will be created or adapted specifically for rural and Indigenous communities. This initiative shows the importance for youth who may face unique barriers and challenges to learn about healthy relationships and gender equality in ways that are culturally relevant and reflect their community and environment. Funding for these projects is provided by the Public Health Agency of Canada as part of Canada's strategy to prevent and address gender-based violence. 2 years ago, environmental activists from the Philippines held a protest outside the Canadian Embassy in Manila, denouncing the shipment of garbage-filled container vans from Canada to the Philippines. Recently, a Vancouver environmental law firm says Canada broke international rules when it dumped more than 100 shipping containers of garbage disguised as plastics for recycling into the Philippines, according to the Canadian press. The Pacific Center for Environmental Law and Litigation says either the Canadian company behind the shipment didn't get consent from the Philippines, or it lied about the contents in order to get approval, thus violating an international law known as the Basel Convention, which prevents countries from shipping hazardous waste to the developing world without consent. Canada is expected to get pushback over the dispute from other nations next week when signatories to the Basel Convention meet for a regular discussion in Switzerland. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy.
Hi. Welcome.
Hello, gorgeous divas. How are you today, tonight? Welcome back to a Sparkling Introspection on CJLO 1690 AM. This is the Golden Dragon, Erdine, and...
the Golden Tigress, Christina.
This is a show that we talk about anything that is concerning and confusing and intriguing women, and literally anything that we want to talk about because it's our show and not yours. I stole that from Katya and... Trixie from YouTube. All credit goes to them. Before we start, also congrats to Mike bravo for winning that award.
Woo.
Yes, get that reputation, secure that bag.
Secure the gold.
He also has really good music taste, and I was just like, yes. I found this artist called Andrew Figaro Chang, and listen, he was smooth like butter. Mm. Anyways, yeah.
I love butter.
What are we talking about, Christina?
Today, guys, we are talking about crushes. Ooh. You know that feeling that you get when you see someone you like?
Yeah.
That intense feeling. That's what we're talking about, guys. Are you ready?
I have been dreaming about this night to talk about my obsession with crushes forever.
And ever.
Okay. We're creepy. Sorry about that.
We're creepy, but you love us.
Yeah, definitely.
We're the best. The weather today is like weird, but I'm glad it's getting warmer. You know,
yeah.
Like it's rainy, dreary, but that nice, beautiful spring breeze is coming in. And it's making me feel so happy. Like I was depressed for so long, and now I'm just like a flower blossoming in the wind.
Yeah.
I'm a new person.
Yeah, I feel that too.
Yeah.
But I really like, again, I say this all the time. Mm-hmm. I really love the rain and I love dreary weather like this. Wait, before we start,
weirdo.
I'm sick. I am. I'm sick, so that's why I sound so off. So all my fans and all my lovers, please excuse me. You know I usually sound like butter.
Guys,
I don't.
Even when she's sick, she sounds like butter. She's like flawless.
Aww.
This woman, you know what she's wearing right now? Neon green pajamas with stars on them and a top that says Aloha. Like, who else can wear this? Only Erdene can wear this.
Do you also want to talk about your bra?
My bra, guys, you know, have you ever watched Goldmember? Okay, well, my bra is like
rose gold.
No, it's pure gold, solid gold.
Excuse me.
I got it on special at Victoria's Secret. It was like $5. Woo!
I love that.
I love specials.
Okay, so let's get into the topic. What are we talking about? We are talking about crushes.
Actually, before we get into it, I want to make a shout out to some good Concordia talent. She's a queen. She's an artist. And she might even be a rising star. I think she is a rising star. Rihanna Speed will be releasing an EP, an extended play, and a poetry book in mid-May called Everlasting, about love in all its forms. So it's about, I guess, anything but a mainstream type of love. And it rethinks how we define love and how we talk about love. So, and she'll be dropping her first single, Love Is, on all streaming platforms on April 19th. So please give her a listen. She's
love
great.
Right.
Yeah. So, guys, you saw it. Your object of desire, an object of lust. So many feelings are passing through you. It feels like almost lightning is being struck through you. Your palms are getting sweaty. You're overly anxious and overly excited all at the same time. You don't know how to control this. You're an emotional firework.
Now, is this the first time you see them?
Oh, this is the first time you lay eyes on them. This is like when you're thinking about them. It's the first time you see them and everything else that happens afterward.
And so your palms are sweating as you lay your eyes on this person for the first time.
You're completely smitten by this person. And to the point where you become almost obsessive, like you start chewing your friend's ears off about it.
Been there.
Like, yes, like you. She has a habit of like just talking and talking and talking about the person she really fancies.
Okay, I mean, I'm not that bad. I've like,
yes.
Since we've been friends, and we've been friends for a long time, I've only really fancied two people, I feel like, right?
Yeah, but really intensely. She doesn't fancy everyone, but when she does, it's intense.
I actually don't know, like, if you fancy someone. I know you just, like, straight up like them, but you're much more straightforward with your emotions than me.
I'm way more physical.
She is.
I won't lie. I mean, come on. So, if you've been experiencing any of these symptoms, You guys have been diagnosed with crushitis.
Crushitis.
I made up this word last
that.
Week. Crushitis.
I have major syndrome of crushitis, honestly.
Do you?
Honestly,
I'm sure.
You know you do. You know
so today, guys, we will be getting into why exactly we crush. What is going on in our complex brains that makes us crush? We'll also be covering the evolution behind crushing, because there is, surprisingly, a pretty interesting evolution behind that. And we'll also be talking about if you can actually get over a crush. Can you?
Can you
wean off of that? Is it like a drug that you can wean off of?
One, I don't do drugs, so I don't know. But I haven't been very... I mean, I have had crushes that have lasted a lifetime. So I'm not an expert, but I do have some techniques that I will be discussing later on in the show that I use to control my crushes because
really,
they can get out of hand.
I want to hear this.
Yeah.
You seem to be a very rational person, more than irrational. I get the feel that you are.
Are you?
No. You should know this. I'm completely insane. Oh, everyone that knows me knows I'm insane. So.
But I feel like being insane doesn't mean you're not rational.
I think it means that. Well, to me it does, I guess.
Okay.
Also, what is a crush? We know what a crush is, but can we define it? Like, I was looking at so many sources researching this, and there was no real clinical explanation as to what a crush is, but a psychologist puts it, Dr. Oh. Anna Machin, or Machin, oh. She's an evolutionary anthropologist at the University of Oxford. She puts it as eloquently as she could by saying, open quote, a form of parasocial relationship, a one-sided relationship where you have feelings for someone else, but those feelings are not reciprocated.
Okay, okay. You don't know that they're not reciprocated.
It's true, right?
Okay, there is a song that goes like this. Oh, wait, I forgot how it goes, but it's something like, baby, I'm afraid to fall in love because I'm afraid it's not going to be reciprocated. So there is a fear, but you don't know that your crush doesn't love you back. I'm pretty sure like 90% of the time, if you just are upfront with your crushes, they will, one, just appreciate the fact that you came front with them, or just like be like, oh, I love you. Yeah, let's do it. Let's make babies.
That's true. Yeah. But if you never, well, most of the time, like 98% of the time, we never actually approach our crushes. So we never know, right? So it's really deeply rooted in a fantasy. You're fantasizing about this person, but you don't really know much about them. You're imposing your values on that person, right?
Yeah. And I think that's like one of the most, for me, like one of the most toxic parts about having a crush is that a large part of my crush starts becoming this ideal person that I've built for myself. And I think that's why I don't take the next step to pursuing that person, just because I am so afraid of them crushing my ideals, and I'm so adamant on holding on to them because in my head they just sound so incredible.
I think the pun was intended there, crushing your ideals.
And oh,
you're afraid that your crush will crush
your ideals. I
didn't
even catch that, but this is why we're friends, because Christina just
I know all her puns.
Feels me. Okay, anyways.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So, oh yeah, and also another therapist called Dr. Bucky.
Okay, the Bucky.
That's his name. He continues on to say, you have little pieces of information, and what you see, you are drawn to in that person, which is exactly what Erdene was explaining, right? You have bits and pieces. You don't know what's going on. You see their face, their body, but you'll never know, right? So the fantasy takes over and you're just away.
You're in La La Land.
You're in La La Land.
You really are. And honestly, I mean, there's nothing bad about being in La La Land, but definitely, like, I think crushes are a very healthy way of beginning a relationship because it gives you all the same feelings as being in love, like the same brain activities, etc. But it can become damaging if you just restrict yourself to that. You actually have to go above and beyond. And I'm saying this, but I never do this. I literally stalk my crushes and I just like look at them from far away and I make up, oh my, I have so many damn scenarios in my mind.
I think you can write a book on them.
Girl, you know I can. But you know what? I will tell you about all my crushes and all my scenarios and everything. And Christina will tell you some of her juicy, juicy stories as well. And we have some more clinical research as well.
We do.
But before that, we need to go into a little break. And after this short break, we'll be back on Sparkling Introspection.
Get your wine.
Woo! All right.
Tune in to Fatal Attraction on CJLO 1690 AM every Thursday from 11 AM to 12 PM. Listen to Fatal Attraction, CJLO's very own cesspool of weird YouTube videos and bad advice. And sometimes I interview really cool people. So that's Fatal Attraction on CJLO 1690 AM. You should really listen to it.
Evenko, Greenland, and Blue Skies Turn Black presents Trust, live at the Corona Theater on Saturday, April 27th. This dark electropop project is touring in support of their much-anticipated two-part album, The Destroyer. Tickets are $25 in advance and $28 at the door. The show starts at 8 p.m. For more information, visit evenko.ca or check out Evenko's event page on Facebook.
And we're back. I hope you're joining us. This is Erdin and Christina on Sparkling Introspection on CJLO 1690 AM. And if you want to listen to us right now, please go on CJLO.com so you can tune in to us and have a nice little crush talk with us.
Oh, yes. So we're going to get into the psychology of crushes. Because it's all in the brain, guys. Everything starts in the brain. According to Grazia magazine, crushing is a manifestation of our limbic brain, which represents the bottom layer. So we share this part of the brain with animals, and it's in charge of your basic functions like breathing and heartbeats. It also, oh guys, you're going to love this. It also is the part of the brain that makes us addicted to drugs and sex.
I believe that.
Yes. And psychology expert Dr. Max Bloomberg also simplifies it for us by saying, open quote, our limbic brain just wants dopamine. It wants as much dopamine as it can get because it feels so good. And sex provides dopamine. So it just wants to, it just wants sex with as many sexy people as it can get its hands on. But because we also have a cortex, we can decide not to have sex if we want to. Whereas a dog struggles to do this.
Damn.
So we'll get into that later. We'll get into the cortex later. Basically, the limbic brain is our wild, irrational, animalistic side.
Oh, damn.
It has no boundaries.
Oh, damn.
It comes out when I go out with you.
Vanessa.
Yes. So
What's it called? Alter egos?
We do. We have like, I would call them alter egos or stage names.
Do y'all have alter egos? I mean, like Beyonce has Sasha Fierce.
Mm-hmm.
You have Vanessa.
Vanessa.
I have Rio, but I also have 17 other names because
she's like schizo. No, I'm just kidding.
No. First of all, that's a very real thing, and yeah. It's not something to joke about.
No, that's true.
I am not schizophrenic, and also it's dissociative personality these days. They're very two different things, Christina.
Oh.
Anyways.
I didn't know. Now I know. So, there's also a chemical reason as to why we crush. So, according to Medium, on a chemical level, we experience a crush. our nerve cells release a ton of norepinephrine. I have trouble pronouncing that. But what it does is it stimulates the production of adrenaline. So that explains the hot and sweaty feeling you get when you see your object of desire or are thinking about him or her. Also, the cells releases, as we all know, a ton of dopamine, which makes us act kind of crazy and say embarrassing, bizarre things that we regret the next day.
God.
Or the next minute that we say them.
I knew there was a scientific reason behind all the bullshit I say.
Ugh. Yeah.
I'm so sorry to all my crushes.
Me too. I feel bad for them. I feel bad for myself when I react that way. Anyway, yeah. So the reason why, and also when you keep talking about your crush, it's the dopamine. The dopamine is playing in your brain. It's really making you go crazy and obsess.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So Dr. Machine, the same psychologist we were talking about earlier, says, open quote, if we were to reduce down what love is in a neural sense, it's a neurochemical reward. So the feelings you have are a mixture of chemicals. And dopamine is your go-to reward chemical in life.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah. Amazing, right?
No wonder I love crushing.
So how do you react when you see your crush?
Okay. Well, I think you, first of all, experienced it. I can talk about this now because I'm not embarrassed. But in like second year of journalism school, me and Christina met in journalism school. And it was the first time that like we became friends. There was this guy in my, I'll be real, like explicit. He was in my radio class. If he ever listens to this, he'll definitely know who he is. He was the most swaggiest, like the coolest person I have ever laid my eyes on. Oh my God, I was obsessed. His teeth, his lips, I was literally floored. And we had this class twice a week, and this class was for 3 hours, so you know how blessed I was. For like 3.5 months I would see him twice a week and feeling all kinds of good stuff. And I think like one day he didn't come to class, and I was devastated. Like working 3 hours without my crush, I had no motivation. You don't understand how empty I felt. Like, I'm sure you feel the same way. Like when your crush don't show up to class, like, fool, what are you doing? Why aren't you here? Also, you guys should see me while I talk about this. I'm literally grabbing the microphone because that's how turned I feel, okay? I don't even like this man anymore. But I still was so mad he didn't come to class. But then me and Christina were sitting in the computer lab editing our shit. And then our poop. Sorry. And then this door opens and this man comes in.
A man. He wasn't just a man. He was a man.
He was so swaggy. Christina, you can attest to this, right? He was so swaggy.
He was the epitome of swag. He was like
his swag was on my level.
Yeah, it really was.
He had these like cool loose pants, and I honestly was just
like breakdancing pants.
Yeah, I was so enamored. And the good thing is, like, when I have crushes, well, in regular life too, I sometimes have a hard time like socializing with people, and I get very like anxious a lot of the time. So the first thing that affects is my speech. So I like start stuttering, and then I just don't know what to say. So I just sometimes I'm like super quiet if I'm around someone that I really, really like, whether they're my crush or just someone I respect. And then, but with this guy, I could just like talk about everything because he was just a cool, chill guy, and I loved him so much. And then when he came in, he stepped into the computer lab, I swear to God, my heart fell. Okay, you know when you go on those like roller coaster thingies and you fall down and it feels like your stomach just is hanging up there.
Guys, the dopamine is taking over her soul.
It has taken over completely. Anyways, this man comes in, I literally drop, and I get so happy, and I'm like grabbing Christina, I'm like yelling, and I just start talking to him. I was like, where were you? Anyways, that crush died because like he was fine, but then like he kind of was like nasty, so whatever.
Oh,
I also concluded all of this on my own.
That's your reasoning for like getting over anyone. He was nasty, or he wasn't that amazing after all.
No, but also I feel like for me the number one thing, and like I'm sure you have certain like standards or whatever, like we can talk
definitely,
about our standards.
Definitely.
Like for me, like number one thing, I don't even care for face, body, whatever.
I
need someone to be ambitious. I need someone to be ambitious, hardworking, have a good work ethic, and be kind to people, and like be passionate. I don't want like a JMSB broski who's just doing it for the money.
Well,
I
not
want
all JMSB people are
okay,
like that.
Okay, yeah, I'm
Come
sorry,
on.
JMSB people, to put you out. But I know you're not listening to me right now, so
you
whatever.
You can't put them all in one book.
but anyways, but like I need someone who's passionate, hardworking, and I just didn't feel that from him, you know? But what are you into? Let's talk about your crush.
I definitely like to see nice physical attributes.
Because
I'm a very physical person. Like I like a nice face, a nice chiseled face, chiseled body. I do like an attractive man, like who doesn't? But I also, he has to be funny. He's got to have an amazing sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
And be very smart.
You know,
like know a lot of things. And respectful, you know? I don't have too many standards, but my standards are like pretty, I guess, attainable. Yeah.
I feel like your standards, from what I've seen, your standards are definitely attainable.
Yeah.
And you're also very, and you guys, if you've ever met Christina in real life, also just like if y'all see us around, please do come say hi and show us love and we'll show you love back. But anyways, I'm not even sure if people listen to us. I'm just like talking to like one person who's our parents. But anyways, Christina is a very, very like personable person. She's so nice. She will talk to you. I will be standing behind like glaring at you, but she is so friendly and she makes conversation so easily. So when she has someone that she likes and when she's talking to a crush, she like gets on their level super quick.
Yeah. I can read people easily and I'm very adaptable. So
that I can attest. She's very adaptable because you know I have mad mood swings. Damn. Yeah.
But to me, you're approachable. Like if I were a guy, I would definitely approach you.
But I think we're also two of a kind.
Yeah, we're like two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
Or like two fetuses in one uterus.
I mean, sure, okay.
Was I going too far? I don't care.
I mean,
I like that.
I guess that would mean we're twins, but yeah, like Italian and Mongolian twins.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I obviously react very strongly when I have a crush, and I currently have a crush right now, so that's why I'm going so wild like that.
Tell me.
I know, girl. I came running to tell you today. Okay, so basically this is what happened.
Oh.
Okay, if you're listening to this, please hit me up, okay? My Instagram handle is Mirai Batz, at Mirai Batz, MiraiBatz. I know you won't listen to this, but anyways, I was working and I was going around the university and I was like I had like this petition going around and I was like talking to some people and they weren't very nice to me and I turned around and this beautiful thing was there and he was just like talking to me and he like asked me so many questions and like getting people's signatures on a petition is pretty hard, but he made it so easy. And wow, and his shoes were so fabulous. You know, I love a good sneaker.
Did you know, guys, that you can tell somebody's style just by looking at their shoes?
Really?
Yes.
I believe that.
It's like a window to their soul. Like, just like the eyes are a window to your soul, your shoes are also a window to your soul.
I believe that. Hundo.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm obsessed with this man right now, and I'm, like, thinking about, I have his email, so I guess I can email him.
Really?
I know. Kind of. I'm just thinking, like, is this ethical or not? I'm abusing my work powers. But anyways, do you have any crushes at the moment?
At the moment. Do you know who my crush is?
Yes.
Tyson Beckford.
That's your crush all the time.
The model. The supermodel.
He's more
he's
than a model.
He's just beautiful.
Let's be honest.
He's a model. He's an actor. He's
a statue.
He's a statue. A beautiful statue. So he is. A celebrity is my crush. I don't have any crushes that I see. Actually, on my way here, I was at the bus stop waiting for the 51 at Snowden. And I saw a beautiful, he was about 6'2".
Oh, good height, good
light
height.
Skinned, mocha. Yeah. And he was just standing there. He was very reserved, very serious. But so attractive. And I was thinking, like, my limbic brain would be, like, jumping all over that. But then my rationality set in, and I, like, sort of looked the other way and put my head down.
No, that's a bad time for your rationality to kick in.
I know.
Ugh.
I know. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
But how do you react? Do you usually react rationally like that when you see, spot someone that you are fancying?
It's all internal. I'm like, oh, what a beautiful, like my stomach and my heart jump at the same time. And I'm like, what a nice person. Okay. I want to approach them, but I'm too shy.
So I guess that feeling is pretty universal. Like, I also want to know what y'all listeners react when you guys see a crush. If you do, you know, hit us up.
Yeah. Hit us up right here. Yeah. Send us a message. I don't know. Send us like a telepathic message.
Or what find Christina at Snowden Station.
Find me. There's pretty good looking people that wait for the 51. So.
Really?
Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there is an evolution or an evolutionary reason to why we crush.
Oh, man.
So, according to Dr. Bloomberg, a psychology expert, our limbic brains have remained the same for almost 2 million years. Could you imagine that, guys? 2 million years of lewd behavior, catcalling, just straight out debaucherous behavior. 2 million years. So,
inappropriate behavior.
Yeah. And 2 million years ago, women liked strong men, because that meant that he was able to hunt and fend for his family. So subconsciously, women still do this, right? We go after that like alpha male type character. Because we want to see, you know how we say that, I like, you know, the man has to be, he doesn't have to like be fit, but
I think
he's
that's
gotta
coming
be,
from a ooh. Very like...
primitive place.
No. Like a very like cis view. Because they're like, you're obviously a straight woman, so you're not speaking from experience of like people in the LGBTQ community who are not, you know, like who wouldn't find like an alpha man super attractive. Some people do, and
some people do. And
I personally don't really find alpha males attractive. Again, it really depends on.
Well, I'm just saying like the evolutionary reason why
we
go for this type of. This character, I guess.
I feel
this,
like we've evolved out of that.
Yeah,
though.
We have. But a lot of people still go after that, like muscle man and, you know, good looking, and he has to work. He has to have a good job. You know, Dr. Bloomberg even says, quote, "So guys with resources means a rich guy, an older guy, or someone who looks like they'd be a good hunter." Right? So in 2015, or in the modern nowadays, right? The kind of resources you need from a man is different. You probably want someone kinder, more sociable, a nice guy, rather than a bastard. But your limbic brain doesn't know that. End quote.
I mean, I feel like it's not that my limbic brain definitely knows. I honestly don't care. I don't look for someone who is, you know, like, anytime when I'm looking for a partner, whether man or woman, I don't look for someone who's like, do I have a job? Can they provide for me? Can they do this? Because I believe in a thing that's very like, if you are going into a relationship, and relationships are a lot of work, if you're deciding to move beyond the crushes, there are a lot of work and there are a lot of sacrifices to be made. So you have to go in it looking for balance. So right. I don't need someone who is so hard-headed and like so set on that like toxic masculinity ideal of the alpha male. I have to be the one to provide, because I think there are times when, you know, we can't be on top of our games all the time, and I may be on top of my game in the month of May, and then they may be on top of their game in the month of February. So I think it's super important to find that balance, and that's what I go for. And I don't necessarily need, I did say I want someone who's ambitious, hardworking. It doesn't necessarily mean that they need to have a job that pays the money. You don't have to have a job, but as long as you're working towards something and you always are like improving yourself. And I don't mean like sitting on the couch and being like, going on YouTube and playing video games and being like, I am improving myself. I mean, like, actively taking part to improve your life and people's lives around you. And I really, really hate selfish people.
Yeah, of course. But, I mean, isn't that, aren't you going after an ideal? Just by wanting that, I guess, like, the man that's, or woman, that is, you know, just a good person, an honest person, working towards something, that you've set an ideal in your mind.
Of course, and that's why I'm not in a relationship, because my standards are sky high, okay? I respect that. I don't care for looks and body shape or whatever, because, yeah, I don't care. Oh, wait, but I do care about height, oh, God. I'm very vain. Yeah, I'm very vain. I mean, no, evolutionary speaking, men and women were super short back in the day. Women didn't care about height back then. They just cared about the bulkiness. But, yeah.
Physical attributes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It just all depends, I guess.
It does. But see, we have our limbic brain, but then our middle brain, top brain, which represents our cortex, that's where our rational side comes in. Mm. You know, and that part of your brain developed much later on. Mm. So first we were very wild, and then we sort of, you know,
evolved
and got more
tame.
Refined, tame, yeah. If you want to put it that way. So I find that that's what makes us complex as well, because we have our wild side and then we have our rational side, and it's like trying to balance both sides, right?
I mean, I don't know if all human beings have a wild side and a rational side. I don't know enough people.
I feel like we don't know enough people to determine that.
And also, I feel like anytime I see these researches, they are great and they give such good insight. Mm. But for a really, really long time, these researches are very, like, they don't include a lot of communities. They don't consider marginalized identities.
Right.
And, you know, that could speak on, like, race, ethnicity, like, gender, mm-hmm. and, like, whether you're, like, non-binary, you know, whatever. It just doesn't, like, speak to that. So I just have hard time adapting these researches in the modern day right now. But obviously these researches work for many people, because mm-hmm. not everyone thinks in the way that I do and Christina does.
It's definitely very generalized. Yeah.
Other people do care about it. And usually mm-hmm. these studies have, like, I don't know, like a few hundred thousand people. There is, like, close to 8 billion people in the world.
Right,
so.
Right. That's definitely something to think about.
Yeah.
Yes.
For show.
Yes.
But I really want to learn something about you.
About how I crush?
Yeah, I want to really, because I really got into it. I want you to, like, give me some juicy stories. Tell me about, like, how you react. When was your first crush?
Like, my first ever crush was on George in grade one. I don't know why I liked him, but every time I would see him in that classroom, we would sit right next to each other. But guys, we were glued to each other.
Oh, love that. Soulmates.
Glued to each other. And we would tease each other a lot. I find when you're a kid, mm-hmm. you tend to, like, bother the person that you like.
Yeah.
You make fun of them, you know, you hurt them physically. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And we just did that, you know, like we would pass notes to each other, do all that, like, super ideal, like, stereotypical kind of, like, puppy love stuff.
What happened to George?
George? I don't know where that man is, but he once took, because we used to have in elementary school that, like, spiral agenda, and the tip was really sharp. So once he launched it at my face, and the tip of the agenda went in my eye, and I had to go down to the principal's office to, like, get a patch on it and stuff. And from that day on, I didn't like him anymore.
Yes, because
rationality set in. I was like, ugh.
I don't, also, no. that, like, That's a good thing to bring up, because a lot of the times when I was growing up and like when boys were mean to me, there was this like stupid idea that boys are mean to girls that they like. That is a lie. If you like somebody, you should treat them with respect, kindness, and consent. But always ask them. Don't be throwing spiraling, binding thingies at someone's faces. No, no, no. I don't care if you're 0 years old. I don't care if you're 95 years old. Respect, consent. Always, okay? Don't be coming at me with your stupid excuses being like, I just like them, so I'm mean to them. No, be nice to me, okay?
Yeah, true.
Be mean to me when we're like, together, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, but we're also kids. Like, kids are, they don't tend to think things through, right? They just act. They go ahead and throw that book or, you know, blurt something out. You know, there's no editing system when you're a kid, but yeah. And much later on, when I was about 12, how old are you in the sixth grade? I was like 11. I was very young. In elementary school, I was young when I got to high school. I crushed on this other guy, Daniel. I remember all their names. Of course you do.
And you have to.
He liked me too, but we never talked. Hung out. Oh. It was just like an understanding between both of us.
Oh my God.
That I like you, you like me, but stay away from
me. Oh my God, that is the best type of crush.
And at the end of the year, we had like a dance or like a mini prom, and I actually danced with him there.
Oh my God, yeah. I'm gonna die.
And I was red in the face.
Oh my God, sorry, I had to take a pause.
I even took a picture of him. I'm gonna show you a picture of him. I took a picture of him dancing, like in his moment. He was like red and sweaty with his pink shirt on. Ew. Like in 2005, pink shirts were the bomb. Pink shirts were in. So I took a nice picture of him going, yeah.
Daniel.
But I got over him when I got to high school.
And then, did you get a new crush?
Did I in high school? No, I didn't like anybody in high school.
Wow.
Because I found them so, like, mean and immature and just unapproachable. I didn't like that.
Did you find guys in high school to be a little spineless? Because I found
definitely
them to be different when you're like one-on-one, and then so different when they're in a group.
When they're with their friends. You know what that is? Lack of confidence.
Exactly.
Guys.
Spineless men are the worst. Men and women, do not be spineless. Live your truth.
Live your true self. But you know what? I realized that that comes with time. It comes with time, experience, age too. Once you get older, you become more confident. You see life in a different way, in a more open-minded way. So you treat people differently, you know? Mm-hmm. So I forgive all those boys that teased me in high school because of my hair and my voice, my deep voice.
We have a song lined up, and then afterwards we have a short little break, and afterwards we'll come back and continue talking about crushes, and we're gonna get into the juicy topic of how to get over a crush. Can you really do?
Is there a cure?
I'm sure there is, but this song that we're about to play is by Yuna, and she is this amazing artiste. Y'all should Google her, Yuna, as in Yuna, and this song is Crush featuring Usher.
Mercedes Benz. the 70s, classic like you and me. I'll be coming down, 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 down. I'll be coming down, 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 down. I feel a little rush. I think I've got a little crush on you. I hope it's not too much.
Out of 10 doctors recommend a steady diet of heavy metal riffs. And that last guy is a poser. So tune in to Sin After Sin, 10 p.m. every Wednesday for your weekly dose of old-school, earth-shattering metal. Only on CJLO. Consuming riffs may cause whiplash and or liver failure. Please headbang responsibly.
Productions Nuit d'Afrique invites you to the gala of the 13th edition of the Cité d'Or de la Musique du Monde. This must-see showcase event is dedicated to world music artists in Canada. Join them on Thursday, April 25th at Theatre Fairmont. Come and vote for your favorite artist and take part in the win for the growing world. For more information, visit www.citedor.com.
Welcome back. This is Christina. You are listening to Sparkling Introspection on CJLO 1690 AM. It is currently 10:48, 44 seconds.
And to be that precise. Was Yuna right before the break. That was Yuna featuring Usher, and the song was Crush.
A very elegant song, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really very great.
Love it. I just want white wine after listening to that. So, we were discussing before the break the psychological reasoning and the evolutionary reasoning behind a crush.
Yes.
But now, can you get over a crush? Is that possible?
Oh,
yes, it is.
Oh my goodness.
Anything is possible, right? So, Stephanie, I was looking into the Insider, and a assistant professor of psychiatry and behavioral neuroscience at the University of Chicago, Stephanie Cacioppo, she's an Italian, says, open quote, "Maintenance of a crush can be stopped with strong willpower from the frontal lobe, meditation, discipline, and practice," end quote. So you have to find something else that releases that dopamine. Like exercise releases a lot of dopamine. So it'll help take your mind off of that crush that you've been obsessing about for like weeks or months.
But yeah. I mean, when I go to the gym,
it's a release.
I find working out quite boring. There's nothing stimulating, so I usually like listen to music. Yeah, so because I get bored, I go daydreaming and, you know, make up fantasies with my crushes. So it's so necessary that I have crushes all the time.
Interesting. I would say that in order to get over, like, if the crush is really taking over, like, my mind, taking a lot of my headspace, I will do something else that makes me happy, that distracts me from them. Because I have to. Like, it's my escape. Mm. Yeah, we're very different. We crush very differently.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I also just get bored because at a certain point, I do come in contact with my crushes. And I did have a crush for a really long time when I was younger. And I just kind of, like, got over it because the more I got to know the person, the more he shattered my fantasies. And I just kind of like became disappointed in who he was, really. And I just kind of died off. But again, I don't think you really get over all crushes the same way.
No.
It goes different. You sometimes you get over it because you get into a relationship with them or you find a new crush. Or again, you, like you said, you distract yourself.
Yeah, that's what I do. I distract myself because I can get really OCD about like my crushes, like just like constantly think about them. It's not healthy.
What do you think about when you're thinking about them?
I can make 1,000 albums, write 1,000 novellas, write 1,000 haikus about my crushes. I just go into this deep fantasy about them. And I invent, I have a storyline. I create these scenarios in my head.
One-on-one conversations with yourself.
Conversations with myself. I just have, I think in a lot of images. So I just have like a series of images about my life with this person and what could be, what if, you know, it's, I just delve so deep into that.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay. But there are some, I mean, I know psychologists like tell you to meditate, be disciplined, et cetera, et cetera, to get over a crush. Let us talk you through some of the foolproof ways of getting over a crush. Okay,
so
number one.
Exercise. Okay, meditation.
Yes, exercise for sure. Meditation. But also, like, if you're a teenager, you're not really about to be meditating, right? I mean, unless you're a truly evolved teenager, but I was filled with anger and angst and emotions to be meditating. I should have been. I would have been much better. But
you know, I meditated a lot as a teenager. We would meditate a lot in ethics class. I would have to stare at a flame for like 20 minutes. What? It was fun. It's very zen. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, okay. No wonder. Well... Yeah, and then you can also, I find journaling helps a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, you can write down what you're feeling like in the heat of the moment, like at the height of your crushing. You can write it down and then you like come back. Because I feel like crushing scenario, situation, daydreaming, fantasies are at the height at like when around bedtime.
Always.
And don't be getting some kinky ideas, you know. I just be having regular fantasies about, you know, like eating ice cream together or whatever. Anyways.
Yes, but me, it's eating cake. My food of choice is cake.
But like the next day usually it's better. But if you journal and then you look back on what you've written, you will kind of see how ridiculous you are and that they don't know you, that they don't love you. Also, one good way to really get over them is just talk to them.
True, yes. Yes, in my research, I found
she's done
that
a lot.
I've done a lot. I've found that, yes, confronting your crush, telling them how you feel about them, will really determine the next step, whether you continue to obsess about them or not.
Yeah.
You know, or just, you know, let it go. It really does help. Communication is key.
Yeah, communication is definitely key, which I cannot do, so.
I don't think anyone is 100% good at that. Because it's difficult to communicate, like, even especially if they're really intense feelings, it's hard to
communicate. Like, what I mean by I don't communicate is that I don't communicate with people that I don't really know. I am very, like, stranger danger. I have few close people. Like, we communicate really well. Mm-hmm. You definitely know when I'm not happy with something, and I communicate it very, very clearly.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if you're the same way, but, like, if you don't know someone really well, you don't really know, like, their style of communicating, you know? That's why I hesitate communicating with them. And also, if I really like you, I don't know where my tongue goes. It just disappears.
So you fear, like, the unknown about somebody?
Well, unknown, and also just, like, the way I communicate is, like, I'm very calm, but also I can be very, like, sassy and snarky. But some people, like to scream and just, like, get a shouting match and, like, get it over with.
Like, but that doesn't solve anything,
right? Exactly, but you just don't know how people communicate. Mm. So that's why I don't want to waste my breath communicating with them.
Right. I see what you're saying. I feel like I realize that I'm kind of internal. Like, when I'm mad or sad, you might not know right away that I am.
Yeah.
You'd have to, like, ask me 21 questions, and then I'll tell you my true feelings, just the way I am. So
I think you're a very jolly person in general.
I have two extremes, jolly or, like, really fiery and not.
You've never shown me your fiery side.
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah. I mean, at some point in any relationship, it will come to a point when we will have that moment. But that's okay. I get over things really quickly, and I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I do. I do. It takes me a little longer, but I do. Yeah. I mean, if I love the person, why not?
Yeah, and we're soulmates, so.
We're soulmates.
We'll never
I think in a past life, we were like royalty, but like a couple.
I know, we ruled the world.
King and queen,
together.
Or queen and queen. You never know. Anything's possible these days.
Or like we were like neighborhood dogs. I don't know.
Neighborhood dogs?
Dogs after
that
royalty.
That sounds amazing.
But, yeah.
Like preppy neighborhood dogs.
Yeah.
That go to doggy school.
I always imagine myself as like a Shiba Inu.
Oh.
Or like a husky.
I like that vibe. Mm. Yes.
I'm on the untamed side.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have like 3 minutes left. And before we let you go, we have one more song lined up. Today, Christina and I discussed crushes. And I'm sure y'all have crazy crushes. And one thing I want to say is keep on crushing. Crushes are so juicy and so vital.
Yes.
There isn't enough stimulus in the world. So you create that stimulus.
You
create
that.
Your ideal, but make sure you talk. And I promise y'all, I'm going to email my crush and I'm going to get something happening. And even if he rejects me, I will update y'all.
At least you tried, right? That's all about trying.
What is your last word of advice for crushing?
I think that you should. I'm a very go with the flow person, so just go with the flow. Go with your gut feeling.
Mm.
If you're doubting something, if you're just uncomfortable, you don't have to approach.
Mm.
Find something to distract you or journal it. You know, do that word vomit. Word vomit is so healthy. It helps you cope with a lot of things. So. Vomit everything.
So this was Sparkling Introspection with Erdin and Christina on CJLU 1690 AM. We are here every Thursday night at 10 p.m. So please tune in. We hope to see you next week. This is Crush by Jennifer Page. Have a good night, y'all.
Bye-bye.